This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Not a done deal, but a deal in principle. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias gets some reaction to the weekend bargain made by House Republican leaders and the Biden administration to raise the U.S. borrowing limit.
To read on Fox News, Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy praised the deal he struck in principle with President Joe Biden in the past hours.
You've got work requirements to help people out of poverty into jobs. You've got reforms that we can build things, cut the red tape. We capped so the president can't just spend money wildly. We're actually spending less than we spent last year. That hasn't happened in Congress. So maybe it doesn't do everything for everyone, but this is a step in the right direction.
Despite some legislators taking to social media to criticize the deal, Republican Representative Dusty Johnson told CNN's State of the Union program that he's heard from several mainstream conservatives that they'll vote in favor.
That is VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Sunday won Turkey's presidential runoff for third term in power. VOA's Dorian Jones gives us details.
Challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, reacting to the reported results, criticized the process. He says, "We've experienced the most unfair election in recent years. All the means of the state were mobilized for a political party. All possibilities were laid under one man's feet. Nearly all of Turkey's mainstream media are under Erdogan's control, which provided scant coverage of Kılıçdaroğlu's campaign. Erdogan's opponents warned that a renewed mandate would likely lead to more crackdowns on critics and a further slide into authoritarian rule."
And this is VOA News. Japan said Monday it was preparing to destroy any North Korean missiles that threatened its territory after Pyongyang announced a planned launch of what it said was a satellite. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirokazu Matsumo saying, "The Defense Ministry and Self-Defense Forces have already issued an order to prepare for destructive measures against ballistic missiles in response to a series of North Korean movements and necessary preparations were being made for the deployment of PAC-3 units to areas in Okinawa Prefecture and the deployment of Aegis destroyers. Analysts say that the military satellite is part of a nuclear-armed North Korea's efforts to advance surveillance technology, including drones to improve its ability to strike targets in the event of conflict. North Korea also has undertaken a series of missile and weapons tests in recent months, including a new solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile. South Korea is using a $13.7 billion arms deal with Poland, Seoul's biggest ever, to lay the groundwork for an industrial juggernaut that the two nations' defense companies hope will feed Europe's hungry military market far into the future. Deputy Director at the South Korean Defense Acquisition Program Administration, Kim Hyung Chul, speaking.
"We decided to provide the technology to Poland by using the Polish defense industry's capability. We can jointly export and manufacture the weapon systems and then export those weapon systems to nearby countries."
South Korean and Polish officials say their partnership will help them conquer the European arms market, even beyond the Ukrainian war, and Seoul providing high-quality weapons faster than other countries, and Poland offering manufacturing capacity and a sales pipeline into Europe. Authorities say a suspect has been arrested in connection with five separate shootings in the Phoenix metro area that left four people dead and a woman wounded. Mesa police say 20-year-old Iron Byers was taken into custody Sunday on suspicion of four counts of first-degree murder, one count of attempted first-degree murder. They say a motive for the shootings was not immediately clear, but Byers took responsibility for the shootings. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.